Yo, P. Get ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Oh, he's gotta work. Why?
God's got it. 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 God's got it.
I look around and my heart is a little heavy. The money's fading fast and I'm looking for a blessing. People looking for jobs, no one looking for God. I know that you heard, but in time God is really gonna
work.
He's got it.
Alexandria, get ready.
Get ready.
For this year's citywide revival, April 1st through the 4th, beginning with a musical on April 1st, and nightly services beginning at 6:30 p.m. at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, featuring revivalist Reverend Tellis Chapman of the Galilee Baptist Church of Detroit, Michigan.
With all of your know-how, with all of your smarts, with all of your intelligence, with all of your resources, with all of your influence, you still need divine intervention.
It's the Alexandria Citywide Revival, April 1st through the 4th, at the Mount Zion Baptist Church. The Alexandria Citywide Revival, with Chairman Reverend Larry R. Turner, Co-Chairman Reverend Wesley Lotz, and host pastor Reverend Roger Green. This event sponsored in part by the Greater Alexandria Economic Development Authority, GATA. Another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association presents the 77th Annual Convention, April 13th through the 16th, Mastering Trends for Beauty Industry Success. At this convention, there will be a hair and fashion show, educational classes, beauty and barber competition, and graduation. The location is the beautiful Hotel Bentley, 200 DeSoto Street in Alexandria. Louisiana Instructor CEU hours are available for $165 for 16 hours. And for professionals, tickets are only $50 and $30 for students. For more information, Tanisha Shields, President at 318-451-5800. That's 318-451-5800. It's the Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association, and it's the 77th Annual Convention at the beautiful Hotel Bentley, 200 DeSoto Street, Alexandria. So come out and meet and party with the pros at the Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association 77th Annual Convention, April 13th through the 16th. To be a vendor, contact Chriselle Harrison at 504-352-4963. The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barbers Association 77th Annual. Don't miss it.
The Louisiana State Beauticians and Barber Association is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
God bless you. James Broadnax here with some news that you can use. Founder and senior pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Churches. We are just one church and multiple locations.
You're invited to join us for one of two dynamic worship services every Sunday. The first service at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church in Alexandria at 4210 South MacArthur Drive at 10:30 a.m. The second worship service at the South Louisiana campus at 183 Cottonport Avenue in Cottonport, Louisiana. That worship service takes place at 5 p.m. Make sure you bring your Bibles and take notes. These biblical lessons will forever change your life. That's each Sunday at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, now with two locations. 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria at 10:30 a.m. and the South Louisiana campus, 183 Cottonport Avenue in Cottonport, Louisiana at 5 p.m. For more information, 318-466-2001. Once again, 318-466-2001.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. It seemed like in my mind I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, nearer, nearer to thee, oh, nearer, nearer to thee." There is a story Understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes